The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Start the way, Torah way, northwest London, Erev Pesach, Tuesday, Yidalad Nissan, Tuf Shem Pai, Tuesday, the 8th of April, Rabbi Yitzchak Leizer brief, the Indian of making a siyum today. I'd like to speak about the siyum and about this year specifically. We'll start off, where's the makor that you have to fast at all? It's a Masechtas Sofrim, Tosfos and Psuchim Daf Kifches quotes it, the same thing the Torah and Siman Tov Ayin, that Masechtas Sofrim says there that you should not fast during the Chodesh Nisan, because it was a simcha of, they finished the Mishkan, they started making the Mishkan, they started the Kabunas from Chodesh Nisan, all the Nesiyim brought the Kabunas. That's why you shouldn't fast during the Chodesh Nisan. But the Bechorim, the firstborn, they do fast on Erev Pesach. That's what the Masechtas Sofrim says. The Rishonim, the Rosh and other Rishonim quote that the same thing is said in Yerushalmi. I'll read out the Yerushalmi because we'll have to see what if the Yerushalmi does say it or not. The Yerushalmi says there, first he brings the Blaydi. The Blaydi says that you're not allowed to eat matzah Erev Pesach, as everybody knows, it's past in Shechanura. You shouldn't eat matzah Erev Pesach the whole day. It's like boil arisu, somebody is boil a color before it gets married. Then the Rishalmi follows on and says that he, the Ben Messiah, says you should not eat not chumetz and not matzah. Matzah you shouldn't eat, as we mentioned before, the blaydi, but you shouldn't eat chumetz either, because eating chumetz at a Pesach, it's from two psikim. One psik is ach b'yom rishon tashpisi, but means from chatzos. You have to be mevar b'chumetz. Now there's another pusik, the shushuchet al chumetz dam zivchi, but you're not allowed to eat chumetz when you're makviv the korban Pesach. So really, it's only from chatzos. But if either the Messiah holds that with the Eved you can shech the korban Pesach, the whole Erev Pesach from the morning, so in that case, as we can be makviv the korban Pesach from the morning, you're not allowed to eat chumetz the whole day from the morning. The Medrash Shalmi follows on and said, "The Umar Reb Simon Reb Shir Ben Levi, Rabbi Rabbi Nachush Reb Yehuda Anusi, he did not eat loy chumetz loy matzah." The Gemara says, "Why didn't he eat chumetz and matzah?" The Gemara first wanted to say, "Because matzah didn't eat because of Rabbi, you're not allowed to eat matzah erev Pesach, and why didn't he eat chumetz?" Because he holds like a Bidu and Besaira that you can be maxed at the Korban Pesach the whole day. He would say that can't be the reason. Because the Rebbe does not hold like a Bidu and Besaira. So he would want to give another reason. The next reason is because the Rebbe was a Bechor. And that's why he couldn't eat Erev Pesach. So he would have said, Umar of Mama, it can't be that's the reason. Because my father, Rabbi Yoino, was also a Bechor. And he did eat Erev Pesach. And if it's true, because Allah to eat Erev Pesach, why did my father eat? Eilamai, there's no Isra B'chor to eat Erev Pesach. So the Gemara answers, Eilamai, the reason why Rebbe did not eat Erev Pesach is because he was an Istinus. If he couldn't, would have eaten Erev Pesach, wouldn't have been able to eat properly matzah in the evening, the Tayuvim. That's why he didn't eat matzah Erev Pesach. So really, this is the Rishalmi. So the Rishonim bring a proof of this Rishalmi, the whole like Masechtas Sofrim, you're not allowed to eat a Chorem or have to fast Erev Pesach. But it's very schwer, and the Korban HaSanu, the other Chorem of that really in the Rishalmi, it says that's not the reason of Rebbe. Raya from Mamma brought the proof from his father, Rabbi Yoina. So So Takar Abir Shoinim say it's a machloikis, this Psach, the Sofrim, and the Yishalmi. According to the Psach, the Sofrim, the Choyrim do have to fast Erev Pesach. But according to the Yishalmi, the Choyrim don't have to fast Erev Pesach. The Tumas Adeshim, that's the Rekayah, but the Tumas Adeshim says the Yishalmi itself is a machloikis. Because the answer, Rav Mame, he held that it was his opinion that wasn't the reason of Rabbah, it's only because he was an Istanist. Whereas other Maruam held the reason of Rabbah is because he was a Bechor. So according to the Tumas, you understand the Rosh and the other Rishonim who quote the Rishalmi, at least one shit of the Rishalmi does hold like the Masach to Sofrim, that you have a Bechor has to fast Erev Pesach. And that's the minute. This is the halucha that brought down the Shechen Urach, that the Choyrim have to fast Erev Pesach. I'll just mention, there's one of the great rabbis 200 years ago, that Hershey was the Choyver, he was a big Bill Kibble, a big Gurm, and he held that the Choyrim should not fast Erev Pesach. And it's famous that he said, that really, even the Masechta Sofrim also not hold like that. Why? And he makes an interesting guess in the Masechta Sofrim. He says that in the Masechta Sofrim it says, Habachoyrim misanen the Erev Pesach. Habachoyrim fast on Erev Pesach. So he says there's a gimel missing there. He says, Habachoyrim misangen the Erev Pesach. Habachoyrim should be happy because we'll soon see what the reasons are fasting, and one of the reasons are Zeicher, the Eibishter, saved the Bechoyrim from the Yidden that they got saved, whereas the Bechoyrim of Mitzrayim got killed. So that's Zeicher to that nest, they fast. So it says, where do we find to make a Zeicher nest with fasting? Usually we make a Zeicher nest with rejoicing. So that's why he says it must be a mistake in the Masechta to Sofrim, and it's not b'choyrim mis'anin, not b'choyrim mis'angin, enjoy themselves. And he says, the Rishalmi is the proof of it, because the Rishalmi says they did not fast, it's only because it was the Esternus. That's the famous vote of Herschel the Choyver. Others say that he did not say it, others prove that he did say it. By Sakapunam, we've got a Rishalmi, at least one shitter in Rishalmi, he holds that b'choyrim don't have to fast in a crisis. Whereas Pashtas, the Masechta the Sofrim holds that you do have to pass, the Choyrim do have to pass Erev Pesach. And the Shechen Urach quotes the Masechta the Sofrim that you should fast, the minig is to fast Erev Pesach. But really, as we mentioned before, the Heshel, the Choyver's question, where do we find such a thing? But really, it's got much a bigger problem, the fasting Erev Pesach. First, the problem, really, the Masechta the Sofrim itself mentions it, but doesn't answer that question. So give an answer to the question. Because the Chodesh Nissen is the Chodesh of Simcha. You're not allowed to fast in Chodesh Nissen. You're not allowed to make a Talmud, the whole Chodesh Nissen. So how come the Choyrim are allowed? The Masechta Sofrim does say this solution that others are not allowed to, but the Choyrim are allowed to. The question is, if it's true that you're not allowed to because it's a Simcha, the Mishkan was started off, was made a bias on Chodesh Nissen. So why are the Bechorim different? And really, I haven't seen a clear answer to that question. But there's another few questions, another few problems with Bechorim fasting Erev Pesach. The Mishnah, the Melech, asks another kasha, the Halucha, that a day a person brought a korban was a yontif, and if it's a yontif, he's not allowed to fast. Really, we've got this halucha which still applies today, because the halucha is if they a person brought a korban, he wasn't allowed to work either, and that's why erev Pesach after chatzot, you're not allowed to make a melucha because it's a yontif, because all the Yidden brought the korban Pesach. Even though there's no korban Pesach nowadays, a melucha still applies. You're not allowed to make a melucha after Chatzos. Why? Because it's a Yom Tov. And the core of this is also Rishalmi, it's other places, Mechazal, and these places also mention if it's a Yom Tov, you're allowed to fast. So how come the Choyrim are allowed to fast Erev Pesach? That's the Mishnah Lemeilech's question. There are a few answers. Some answer that Erev Pesach, which is very schwer, we'll soon see, the Erev Pesach, even though all the Yidden brought the Korban, the actual Yom Tov was only at night, because not the day when you makriv the Korban, the day that you eat the Korban. As Korban Pesach couldn't be eaten during the day, it could only be eaten at night, so the din of Yom Tov only applies to the night. That's what some post-Meforshim try to answer, but that's very schwer, as we mentioned before, that this din of Yom Tov also applies to making a melucha, and it applies from Chatzos. So we see that the Yom Tov is ready from the afternoon, from after Chatzos. So if you're not allowed to make a melucha, you should be allowed to fast. There's another answer, which some achronim answer, that this halucha, you're not allowed to fast on Yom Tov, is only a fast which is comes from a virus or from tzura. You're fasting because of the tzura, so Yom Tov, you're not allowed to fast. Whereas as the Bechorim don't fast because of the tzura, the Bechorim fast because it's Harishayrach v'Hazor for the Eivishter. So in that case, it's a Yom Tov, it's a type of fasting. So you're all allowed to fast on Yom Tov. That's how some Achroinim answer the question, how come the Chorim allowed to fast Erev Pesach if it's a Yom Tov? So we've got two problems. One problem we have, it's Nissan. One problem we've got, it's a day that you've been the Korban Pesach, the day of Akuvas HaKorban. There's a third problem, which also the Poskim mention. In Siman Tuf Kif Pai Aleph, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, there's a lucha that people, there's a minik, people fast, a Rosh Hashanah, and people fast a Seder Semaat Shiva. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Poskim asks there, the Mefarshim asked, there that the halucha is, so the Mu itself says there that you shouldn't
call Halashon
fast the whole day. Why not? Because there's two reasons for that. The Mu'avim brings two reasons we shouldn't fast the whole day. One reason is chikas agoy, that the goyim fast a day before their holidays, day before their chagas. So we're not allowed to fast a day before Rosh Hashanah. In that case, it doesn't apply here, at least the time of Chazal, because who says it was a minig like that? But the question is nowadays, as it is a minig the goyim to do like that, we shouldn't be fasting Erev Pesach. But the problem is even more, the Mevarim asks, the Levish gives a second reason why you're not allowed to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Talmud says that Erev Hanukkah and Erev Purim, you're not allowed to fast. So the Gemara says, why? Because it's very nearly the Yom Tov. You might make a mistake and fast during the Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, every Shabbos and every Yom Tov, you shouldn't be fasting. Erev Shabbos, the Gemara says, the Chum only made a tikkun for things that only drabunam. Because Hanukkah and Purim are only Yom Tov midrabunam, the Chum was scared the people will be lax. So that's why the Chum made the tikkun, you're not allowed to fast Erev. Whereas Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, you are allowed to fast because you won't be mistaken to fast on Shabbos on Yom Tov. But then the Ravish says, and the Bach also quotes some Rishonim that even you're allowed to fast because you won't be making a mistake, but at the end of the day, Shabbos and Yom Tov start, doesn't start after night. Shabbos and Yom Tov starts before night. In that case, you come into In that case, you come into Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shema Inna, fasting, and you start your fast the first few minutes of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So a person is not allowed to fast the whole eight of Shabbos and the whole eight of Yom Tov, because in that case, it's part of the Shabbos of Yom Tov, you also fast. And the Levish fastens like that. And the Mugen Avraham says, according to this town, how come the Chayrim are allowed to fast Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach? So the Mavrum tries to say, and it's not the whole Klal Yisrael, only the Chayrim, which is very shver, what's the answer? At the end of the day, if you're not, even every single person are allowed to fast. So it's not Mepharsim. It's Nisha Vetzurach here. So really, we've got three problems of fasting Erev Pesach. One, that it's Nissen. Secondly, we Yom HaKruvos Kabunas. And third, it's the Eid of Yom Tov, Shema Nachnas B'Yom Inna. He goes in, Shema Inna. But at the end of the day, the Poskim say, as it's mentioned in the Tveris, in Zakta Sofrim, even though you've got the Shverikaiten, you still have to fast. Also, we've got another shit that's interesting. Rabbi Yechiel, one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yechiel in Paris, one of the biggest Rishonim, he says, some Achronim say that he doesn't say it, but the Master, the Bes Yosef, and now they found the Ksaviyat from one of the Rishonim who says it outright that it's true. Rabbi Yukov, the Biyami, brings it. Rabbi Chil, the police, held that the Talmud of Bechorim, Eid of Pesach, was not a proper Talmud. It's only you shouldn't eat bread, not chumas and not matzah, but you're allowed to eat minai targima, means fruit, potatoes, anything else except bread you're allowed to eat. And the Bani Yuka in his Ksav Yad says even more than that. He says the Bani Chilin Paris and his brother Bani Shmir and his son Rabbi Yosef, they used to eat meat and fruit Erev Pesach, even though they were Bechoyrim. The question is, how can Bani Chilin Paris and his brother be Bechoyrim? Might be from one father or from one mother, which is also Mechiyat. So we see here that the Bani Yisrael held that the Tarnas of Erev Pesach wasn't a proper Tarnas that you should fast. It was a Tarnas that you shouldn't eat bread. And some Achronim say that really the Yishalmi says quite clear like that. Because the Yishalmi says Rabbi did not eat not chumas and not matzah. It doesn't mean he didn't eat anything else, not chumas, not matzah. And they really wanted to say, why is that? Because it was a Bechor. So we see from here that you're not allowed to eat chumas and matzah, bread. But whereas fruit and vegetables and meat, you are allowed to eat. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Shittas of Rabbi Yechiel in the Shara Tzion. Mishnah Berurah says there that a person who even will eat the Gezayis matzah in the evening, so in that case he shouldn't fast. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down on the bottom in the Shara Tzion because he can rely on the Bani Yechiel, who holds that the fast wasn't a fast for not eating completely. It was just a fast not to eat bread. Why do I say all this? Because nowadays, this year, there are people who can't fast and don't fast usually, but they make a Tzion. Whereas this year, they can't make a Siyam because they can't go to Shul and listen to somebody else's Siyam. So I saw one of the great poets writes that they should go and listen to the Siyam on the telephone. Choyes is shver, but somebody heard a very good, somebody, Talmud Chacham told me a very good, a very nice rayon. He said, as everybody's locked up at home, all the shirim are through telephone. So if a shir can be through telephone, then the shirim can be through telephone. It's a nice rhyme. Why am I saying it? I'm saying it that If the person is schwer to fast and he can't hear a siyum, or should hear a siyum on the telephone, or with the Eved, he doesn't have to make this year, he doesn't have to make a siyum. The question is, does he have to make a Turas Nazurim? We'll finish, we'll see this. There's a lucha in Yerushalayim. If somebody used to have a minik to fast a Seder Yemei Shiva, and then he wasn't well, and he wants to stop fasting, so the Sheikh Nura says in Yerudai Hilchas Nadurim Simen Raish Yidalit that you have to make a Turas Nadurim. The Shach asks the question. The Shach said in Hilchas Rosh Hashuna in Orachayim, it says there that a person had a minhag to fast the Seder Yemei Shiva, and there was a bris during these days. He's allowed to eat, and he does not have to make a Turas Nadurim. So he asks, what's the difference? So the Shach wants to make the difference, wants to answer the difference is that a bris is a normal thing, a usual thing. So people, when they made this minhag, it was as if they were said the Farish, that in a case where there will be a bris, I won't fast. Since now you will not fast. Somebody was well, it's not such a normal thing. So he did not think about it, so he did not make it tonight. That's how the Shach wants to say. In that case, this year, which is Avadah, nobody in his wildest dreams would have thought that such a thing could happen. The whole world locked down. So Zichah wasn't a Tanai. In that case, according to the Shach, you have to make a Turas Nadurim. But the Noi de Yehida on the says there, and he says the Mungabrim has Ochazoi, the difference is different. He says, if it's a case where somebody is not feeling well, in that case, he wants to stop fasting altogether every year, then he has to make a Turas Nadurim. But if it's a case which is a bris mila, which is just this year, in that case, he does not has to make a Turas Nadurim. So in this case, as this year, according to the Noi Debidin and according to the Mung of Rome, the Kansas Falodin, a person does not have to make a Turas Nadurim because it's only one this year, which next year will make Siyam, when Mashiach will have to fast Efsha. So in that case, and the Kansas Falodin of them, that all you listen to a Siyam on the telephone, or if you can't listen to a Siyam on the telephone, then you should be allowed to eat kolchkin if you're only eating some food and not washing. I just want to finish off the word of chizik. Now, people hear stories. The Vominsky Rabbi, Zachat Sadek Nevrucha, and quite a few people, Nebuch Nifta, it makes the person think, oy vai, but the Belzerus from Rucha, he escaped middle of the war from Galicia, from Poland to Hungary, and then from Hungary to Etzisrul. He arrived in Etzisrul, Parshas B'Shalach. He and his brother, the Bilgerai from Rucha, the father of the present Belzerus Shlita. And he said the Torah there. Then it's not clear who said the Belzerus or the Bilgerai. He said, we find Ba'oz Yusha Moshe, we find that Rashi says, Mikan et Chia Samaisim in our Torah. The question is, why do you have to say Chia Samaisim? Why does the Torah have to be Maram et Chia Samaisim by the Shira? So he answered, which is very relevant, those about this also. He said that people, it says, V'chamishim Uli V'nai Yisrum in its eighth Mitzrayim, only one-fifth or one-fiftieth. So that everybody had people who knew, who never were nifter in the time. The people were very sad. They couldn't sing. Came to Shir, they couldn't sing. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told them, Tchias Amaisim, don't worry, it's Tchias Amaisim. That gave them the courage to be happy and to sing. The Belzer said the same thing. We come out of the war, come out of Poland, Hungary, whenever the war, people are dying. and we say, finds out we're happy, but how can we be happy? But we know that's going to be Tchias HaMaisim, that's going to make us happy. Same thing is now Erev Pesach. We all know it's going to be Tchias HaMaisim, and the Eibishter Helfen, it's going to be happy times, and we should all be happy, go to the Yom Tov with the Simcha, and the Eibishter Helfen, the Tchias of being the Simcha of the Yom Tov, will be Zicha. Even now, even those Erev Yom Tov, the famous thought of the first Bel Zeruv, that Mashiach can come here of Yom Tov, as the Gemara says he can't, let him come and teach me your Taurus Kishas Vavoyim. Call Tiv, a Freilich Elastic Yom Tov to everybody, the whole Klavis world, the whole Northwest London, and to all Klavis world. Call Tiv.
The Shir you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.